Good morning. We're here today to speak to Mark Mellor from Payer Group. Thanks for coming today, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the invite.
No problem. We're here to discuss the charity sector, but the company provides far more services than just for charities. Do you mind giving us a little bit more information about what you can do?
Yes, we are a group of companies that operate in multiple sectors within the card industry. We look after retail, hospitality, EV charging, vending, tolling, car parking, and obviously charity. As a group, we have a number of operating brands. So the retail side uses Acceptacard and QuixPay, but then on the charity we've got Liberty Pay, Pay a Charity, Tap for Change, Good Things, and then mid last year we bought the Toucan app. You may recognise that name. It was actually on Dragon's Den. And we managed to buy that and we're incorporating it into our
episode, really interesting.
Yeah, it was very exciting and every single one of the dragons wanted to get involved, which was, you know, a testament really to the idea of what it embodies.
Exactly.
So, you know, we're looking forward to launching that. We are going to, we are also partners with Just Giving. So we are fully integrated with them and provide them with their contactless and other solutions such as QR codes and NFC tags. So we will launch the Toucan app in conjunction with Just Giving, and we'll be offering that to the Just Giving clientele.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you can just give us a little bit of history about yourself, your role within the company, your expertise in your sector, because it is quite a niche sector. It's really interesting to find out more about this sector. So what's your history, Mark?
Well, my personal history is pretty varied. I mean, we are sitting in Stoke-on-Trent, and I worked for a number of years both for Waterford Wedgwood as sales marketing director and also Royal Doulton in a similar role.
Yeah.
So I'm steeped in history here. Our company is based in Northampton. I'm our sales director, responsible for all of the group brands, or sales across all the group brands. Our company's financially robust. You know, we have revenues of around £4 million. We're spread out across numerous sectors, as I've just mentioned. So, mm-hmm. You know, if any sector is underperforming, you know, during COVID, it was a pretty tricky time for obviously retail, hospitality, that was all down. But then other areas of our business survived. You know, we were in convenience stores and other things. So we were able to get through that period and, you know, stay financially sound. We've been working in the charity sector since 2018 and have developed a range of products and a range of partnerships, including, you know, an exciting partnership with Just Giving, which, you know, allows us to work with them, providing their contactless requirements.
And everybody's heard of Just Giving.
Yeah, that's true, and it gives us a lot more reach than we would able to would be able to achieve on our own.
Brilliant. So, Mark, was charity integration always planned, or was it spur of the moment?
Yeah, I think as a company, we started life looking at areas that were underserved by the card payment industry.
Yeah.
So micro merchants, as an example, were given a very raw deal. You know, if somebody wanted to take a card payment infrequently, they had minimum monthly service charges and things attached. So we provided solutions for those and worked with people like checkatrade.com, Trust a Trader, as our kind of partners to give us access to that industry sector.
Yeah.
And kind of what happened with the charity side of things is that two major providers to the charity sector, so a manufacturer of terminals and one of the acquirers, came to us and said, look, we're struggling here to set the charities up because the charities just aren't geared up, even the larger ones aren't geared up to get an acquirer, get a terminal, get a SIM card, get a gateway, get the terminal management system up and running, connect them all together and make
it
all work.
How would they have that information, without some guidance?
Exactly. And if anything ever goes wrong, you know, each of these individual companies blames each other, and the acquirers are only interested in the acquiring, the terminal's only interested in selling their terminal. So nobody wants to pull all of this together in a nice package for the charity. So we were asked to look into it, and, you know, sure enough, when we looked, it was an underserved area, exactly the sort of thing that we're comfortable pulling propositions together in a niche area where other people will struggle to be able to do exactly that. So that's what we did.
What type of payment solutions do you recommend for the different charities?
So I think in the main, the charities require different solutions based on the type of event or collection that they're doing. So, for instance, if they're at an event, then they want maybe a contactless solution that is portable, that they can carry around. A museum might want to house a unit that's near the entrance or by an exhibit, which is unattended. So we provide solutions for each of the different options. So an event with a mobile phone SIM, effectively.
Yeah.
It's not a mobile phone SIM, it's just a SIM card that fits into the contactless device. Very similar to what you'd see in a restaurant where somebody's carrying it around to come to the table. But we put our own charity app onto the terminal so that instead of just having one device, we're having to type in, 5.50. Mm-hmm. We preset those. So our charity app allows for five different settings, so 3, 5, 10, 50, 100.
Yeah.
And then there is also choose an amount, which can be anything from £1 through to £9,999.
So every option's covered, basically.
Exactly. And then furthermore, if people, because obviously people have budgets, so, the more you pay, the better you get.
Yeah.
The more functionality, the more features, So one of our terminals, as an example, you can take money in the tube in London, no signal, no Wi-Fi, nothing.
Amazing.
Around. It will store all the transactions till you come up.
Yeah.
And then it will upload them and, you will get all the benefit of that.
So it's kind of a bespoke solution for anything, for any aspect, really.
Correct. And then I guess also if somebody wants a very low-cost solution, we provide QR codes, online donations and NFC tags. We're looking at wearables where somebody could just have a bracelet. They could actually sell the bracelet to a supporter who gives them money, and then that bracelet could have an NFC tag in it, which would allow them to fundraise in the pub at night.
Yeah. So my next question was going to actually be, what makes you different? What makes your systems different? What are your USPs? But I guess you've just answered a lot of that. You're very, very bespoke, aren't you? This is a solution for every charity.
Yeah, I think what we've done, which is very different than everybody else, because we're from the card industry, we've kind of looked at what might somebody need and require, and provided a portfolio of solutions across everything that they may need.
A
lot of our competitors are focused just on one, so they might have one device, or they've got a QR code, or they've got phone pods, but what they don't do is provide the whole gambit. And as I mentioned earlier, we're financially robust, so you're very safe with us. The reason we've got all of those brands is because we've picked up companies that have been in trouble, and in order to provide continuity for their customers, their charities, we've purchased them and then kept them running.
Yeah, so that's obviously your USPs there, that security, as well as you've really listened to what the client could potentially need, and you've got your proposition in line with that.
I mean, our largest client is Royal British Legion, so they take just over 6,000 terminals from us.
Wow.
And we've been with them now for, I think it's 5 years, so this would have been a fifth campaign in 2023.
Yeah.
It's been a phenomenal campaign for all concerned.
Yeah.
They have, and we have worked together over the last few years to add extra features in, so there's gift aid included in the capability within the application. We have the terminal will tell you exactly where it is, where it's taken the money. It can even tell you which supermarket store you're collecting in. We've added so many features, and then we've got a wealth of information through a portal that we provide. And again, that kind of is some of our USPs against our competitors.
That's a fantastic case study, isn't it, at the end of the day, and a testament to you.
Yeah, and the largest. So that's, they have a two-week collection. We did more than £1 million in one day. And they are, without doubt, the biggest event in Europe, for sure. We don't know about America. But certainly in Europe, that's the largest event that takes place.
Brilliant. So, Mark, can I ask you, are charities now achieving success through adopting contact and digital payments?
Amanda, definitely, yes. Our technology has now been used by hundreds, well, thousands of charities, and we've raised tens of millions of pounds. Our largest charity, which I mentioned earlier, the Royal British Legion, particularly during the Poppy Appeal time, they've raised multiple millions, £1 million in a single day. And we've supported campaigns for smaller charities from just a single device or a QR code to over 6,000 terminals. And probably another really good case study is RNLI.
Yeah.
They've got close to 1,000 terminals with us, and a real mixture of events, unattended, across the whole piece. They've even got a terminal with a video that calls you to action. It plays a rescue video, and then if somebody walks past, there's a little Bluetooth device that spots the person and says, "Hey, would you like to make a donation?"
Yeah, just that last final little prod. Yeah,
precisely. Yeah. So
the payer group really, really is making a difference to charities and helping to support them to get informal funds, which in this day and age they need so desperately.
Yeah, and I think we're leading the way on the contactless front for sure. We're by far the brand leader in that sector, with the widest portfolio of products and partnerships to enable all the charities to meet their requirements.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you, Mark, for coming in. Really, really appreciate your time coming into Lawrence Davis today. If people want to find out more about Payer Group, how can they get in touch?
Probably the easiest thing to do is to go to one of our websites, so libertypay.co.uk, payercharity.co.uk. If they want to, they can even email me directly at mark@payer.group.
And it's P-A-Y-A.
Dot group. Exactly, Amanda.
Okay, thank you. It's been really interesting, and just keep up the good work.
Look forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.